AP News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. Hurricane Melissa is close to landfall in Jamaica. It's by far the strongest storm to hit the island since records were first kept 174 years ago. Larry Kelly is at the National Hurricane Center.
The eyewall brings those major hurricane Category 5 force winds. You know, you can expect, you know, total structure failure, especially in some of those higher elevations where those winds could be even stronger than the surface winds. But, you know, you look at total structure failure, you know, heavy rainfall, flash flooding.
A life-threatening storm surge of up to 13 feet is expected across southern Jamaica. On social media, Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth says the military carried out three strikes in the waters of the eastern Pacific against boats suspected of carrying drugs. 14 people were killed. One person survived. President Trump met with Japan's new prime minister.
This will be a relationship that will be stronger than ever before, and I look forward to working with you. And on behalf of our country, I want to just let you know, anytime you have any question, any doubt, anything you want, any favors you need, anything I can do to help Japan, we will be there.
Baseball fans are likely getting by today with a severe lack of sleep.
It's one of the greatest World Series games of all time.
Game 3 of the World Series lasted 18 innings until 2:30 in the morning Eastern Time. Dave Roberts' LA Dodgers defeated the Toronto Blue Jays at home 6-5.
I'm spent emotionally. We got a ball game later tonight. Which is crazy.
Freddie Freeman hit a walk-off home run for the Dodgers in the 18th inning.
I don't think anybody's tired after that, but it's just when you're going through all that, zero after zero, I was just trying to get on base against a tough lefty sinker baller. The hard curveball, I was just trying to get on, but got to a 3-2 count and was able to put a good swing on it.
The Dodgers hold a 2-1 lead. This is AP News. Israeli authorities say they killed three Palestinian militants.
Police say the three men were shot as they came out of a cave near Jenin, a town in the northern West Bank known as a militant stronghold. The Israeli military said in a statement that the militants had taken part in terror activity in the town, but gave no further details. Israel says such operations have cracked down on militants in the West Bank. But Palestinians and human rights groups say scores of uninvolved civilians have also been among the dead and injured, while tens of thousands of people have been displaced from their homes. I'm Charles de Lethesma.
Authorities say a man from India slapped two teenagers with a fork, slapped a female passenger and a crew member, and mimicked shooting himself during an international flight. The flight from Chicago to Germany was diverted to Boston, where the man was arrested. One of the teenagers stabbed was treated for a laceration. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.